Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, I'm concluding my answer to the question, why doesn't Daddy go to church? Recently, I received a letter from a listener in which she described a serious problem that she faces. She said, my husband claims to be saved, but does not have the desire to lead a Christian life. He rarely reads his Bible, doesn't believe in prayer himself, although he says it may work for others, and would just as soon watch TV as go to church. So how do you teach your children that Christianity is a way of life and that Christ is at the center of everything we do? I don't want to do anything to put their daddy down, yet I'm at a loss as to how to handle it when they say, Daddy doesn't, why should we? Or, why doesn't Daddy like to go to church? Let me emphasize one thing that this lady mentioned in the letter, her statement that she doesn't want to do anything to put their daddy down. I think that she's touched on one very important aspect of the situation. Peter, speaking in a similar situation where the husband was unsaved, said, Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, or of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is, in the sight of God, of great price. In other words, the scriptural way to help your husband walk with God is to be the best possible wife that you can be. Be kind, be loving, be an encouragement to him, be complimentary, be thoughtful, be spiritual. And as you demonstrate a godly spirit before your husband on a day-by-day basis, he'll see that the Christianity that you profess has changed your life. He'll come to realize that Christianity is more than just a weekend religion. It's a total way of life that produces desirable godly character in a person. That's a resource that you don't dare neglect, the resource of a godly life carried out openly before your husband every day. After all, there's a good chance that your husband is only fooling himself when he professes to be saved. If there's no fruit in his life, you have every reason to suspect that he's not saved at all. And so it is right for you to follow Peter's advice to wives of unsaved husbands. If he's backslidden, the same principles still apply. Your consistent testimony may impress him with the need that he has in his own life. I've spoken of many things this week that you can do in this situation. You need to pray regularly for your husband and the decisions he needs to make. You should not shield him from his children's questions. Why doesn't Daddy go to church? Let Daddy answer that. Let him see that his children have noticed his spiritual laziness. Talk with him directly about his lack of leadership in the home. Don't be critical. Don't embarrass or humiliate him, but share with him in a loving manner the concerns that you have. And finally, demonstrate to him the fact that Jesus Christ has changed your life. Are you doing these things? Are you setting about to do everything that you can to help your husband take the spiritual leadership of the family? If not, let me urge you to begin today. Take these steps that I've spoken about this week as you help your husband set the right example before the home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.